anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Three time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And thank you, listener Trung Lee, for showing me this one. I actually saw the story, did not consider it for a shot of the day. Then he sent an email in, and I'm like, this one makes sense. And today we toast 56-year-old Dee Harrison of Suffolk, England. Now, as Dee put it, quote, I was on my way to work and noticed what I thought was something on fire through the trees, unquote. Now, it turns out it was not a fire, but that did not explain why the sky was this beautiful pinkish red. Then it occurred to Dee that only a few weeks ago, a rare display of the Northern Lights dazzled almost all the United Kingdom. So that's when she pulled out her phone and started snapping pictures. And why the hell not? Look, if you're lucky enough to see the Aurora Borealis, take pictures. Ted, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Since I missed it. Anyway, she did snap the pictures. She posted the photos to her Facebook, yeah. Commenting, quote, the Aurora. Never seen it before. Well, her excitement was short-lived. When locals commented that the beautiful pink-red skies were not the result of northern lights or fires, but the reflection of the LED light units from the local tomato factory used to aid plant growth. And if you look at her picture,
It legit kind of looks like it.
It looks spectacular. But when you find out what it is, you're like, that's a tomato factory. Just kind of sucks all the excitement out of there. Yeah. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
The men's room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Devin. Welcome to the men's room. Hola. All right, Devin, I'm not even going to waste your time asking you if you know how to play. I know you do. So today, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's say hit me with your best shot.
All right, I think we can all agree that it's annoying trying to eat a large Subway sub when it has not been cut in half. But one Florida man may have taken that annoyance a bit too far. The Martin County Sheriff's Office had responded to a call at one of the fast food eatery's locations in reference to a disturbance. According to the deputy, customer Alberto De Barros, he became agitated when a female Subway worker, after finding out his sandwich was not cut in half. Now, words were apparently exchanged. Barros began causing a disruptive scene, and the employee then decided she wasn't going to deal with him anymore. Well, DeBarros, he then hopped on the phone, trying to call the store manager, but as he was talking and still melting down, he then threw something at the worker, hitting her in the mid to lower body section. The deputy says DeBarros then left the restaurant, but not before the worker was able to get his license plate number. So when the deputy tracked DeBarros down at his home, the man admitted that there had been an argument, but he couldn't quite remember if he had thrown something at the employee. Well, what helped clinch his arrest was one of the arresting deputies got to view surveillance footage from the eatery, and the deputy did, in fact, see DeBarros throw the object, which subsequently strikes the employee. So he was arrested, charged with battery, and released on $1,000 bond. The question is, what did he throw at the employee? Did he throw the uncut sandwich? Did he throw his soda? Did he throw a napkin dispenser? Or did he throw a bag of chips? So the sandwich, a soda, the napkin dispenser, or a bag of chips, what was his retaliation for his uncut sub?
What are we thinking, Miles and Ted?
I mean, if you're really going to make a splash, you throw a soda, Devin, so I'm going to go soda.
Soda? Ted?
Well, and I think Subway, you can get like a fountain soda or a bottle of soda.
Yeah.
You throw a bottle of soda, that would really hurt.
Yeah, they got those things full of vitamin waters and all those other juices.
They also have those big ass cups, which wouldn't hurt, but you'd be pissed.
But there was no injuries, right?
Not that they reported in the story, no.
I'm going to go napkin dispenser.
All right.
I'll go bag of chips.
Bag of chips from Tim. What did this guy throw at the employee? An uncut sandwich, a soda, a napkin holder, or a bag of chips? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot, although it could have been seriously, now that I think about it. Why the hell did you get into a fight?
Yeah,
could have gone either way.
I debated that.
Florida man attacked a Subway employee because they did not cut his sub in half.
Mm-hmm.
But the customer threw something at the employee and hit their midsection. Was it an uncut sandwich, a soda, a napkin holder, or a bag of chips?
And Devin, that's the very question that we asked you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with the old soda.
Seems like a natural thing.
It does. However, in this case, not the soda. Dean Ted Smith, you want the old bag of chips?
Bag of chips.
Bag
Cheetos.
Of chips. I would not throw my Cheetos. I would throw many other chips before I throw my Fritos.
They just seem harder and heavier.
They do, but they're delicious. That's just me. And the Devin, you went with the napkin holder, because why the hell not?
Oh no. Believe threw it or the not. Sandwich right back at him.
Yeah, he just threw the uncut sandwich back at him. He was
I don't think they have dispensers. I feel like they just throw it in the
Why
bag.
Couldn't he just hand the sandwich over and say, could you please just cut this? Why couldn't you cut it and have it home?
He was just being that guy. I think if you said, hey, can I get my sandwich cut? They got no problem doing that, being they have all those knives and stuff. I just think his attitude approaching it was the problem.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices. You got Seth Meyers, The Jimmys,
Fallon and Kimmel,
Stephen Colbert, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right, they're the title. These guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
TikTok food trends are changing the way we eat. One of the most popular snacks of 2024 was cucumber salad and pickles, a trend that TikTok's cucumber boy Logan Moffat is credited with starting this summer. Let me find out more and just Google cucumber boy, and I should have not done that on a work computer.
Colbert.
Yeah, Colbert.
That is Colbert.
Viral TikTok trends are changing what America eats. One of the most popular snacks of 2024 is apparently cucumber salad and pickles, a trend that TikTok's cucumber boy, Logan Moffat, is crediting with starting this summer. Let me find out more. Let me just Google cucumber boy. And I should not have done that on a work phone. There you go. Put that right back down there.
Some entertainment news. A strip club in Las Vegas is offering free lap dances to anyone in an I voted sticker on Election Day. No politics here, though. Doesn't matter if you voted for Trump or Harris. In the end, you're just there to support single moms.
Oh, I hope that's you, Ted.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me. I liked it. New York City workers could get paid sick leave and take care of their pet. To which dog said, yeah. And cat said, I just peed in your most expensive shoes.
Fallon.
Colbert.
New York City workers may soon get paid sick leave to care for their pets. To which dog said, yay. And cat said, I just peed in your most expensive shoes.
TGI Fridays has closed a bunch of restaurants amid reports they're headed towards bankruptcy. And you can tell the end is near because they just renamed it TGI Spirit Halloween.
Fallon.
Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
Switching gears to some business news, TGI Fridays just abruptly closed 50 more restaurants amid reports that they're heading towards bankruptcy. Yeah, you can tell the end is near because they just renamed it TGI Spirit Halloween.
We're just talking before the during the song there. I said I should give my annual review of watching The Deadliest Catch. I believe it was season 20. I think it ended last week. I had it in my DVR. I'm just laughing. because, you know what, let's just lay it out there, right? It's very easy to make fun of other people's TV choices, right?
Sure, sure.
I don't care one bit about the Real Housewives or whatever city they're in, right? I'm like, I don't know how you watch that crap, honey. Right? But it's like, I watch people go out there and, like, the stories change a little bit. But like I said, guess what? In the end, they caught some cracks. Mm-hmm.
Didn't see that coming.
It's been a few years since they've been able to actually...
For crabs. Yeah, I can't remember if it was King Crab that was cut off or
I want to say they cut off King Crab up until last year and they
snow
just
crab,
opened
right,
Snow Crab again.
They have Baird Eye Snow Crab, which is different.
Okay, all right.
Because there's Snow Crab and then the Baird Eye is like a version of it that's a little bit better. I already like crabs, but like Deadliest Catch, I do. I eat them all the time. I would eat crab meat as much as I could if it, you know, just wasn't super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But there is slight differences in all the flavors of the different ones.
Sure.
But Miles, you said you were watching an episode two, and it's like, yeah, listen, something's going to go wrong with the boat. A couple of the captains are going to fight with each other. Like, it's kind of the same thing over and over, but they catch the crabs.
So it's like you're Real Housewives.
Yeah.
The drama is roughly going to be the same, but in the end, they caught crabs.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Like, we were talking, right? Like, we've had a few of those people on the show. We've had Keith Coburn on the show, right? I have sat with him in games. Hell, I've run into him at a famous kind of bar in Miles' neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I know him, but I also know that at some point in the show, he's going to piss off Sager. Like, there's a couple captains he does not work with.
Right.
And you know what's happening, but when they go to commercial break, I'm just like, Jesus, man. What is going to happen here? I don't know.
What is this?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just one of those. And trust me, next summer, I'll be watching it again.
Watch it again, yeah.
And they've got a crew on every boat. I mean, I'm talking about the
camera crew, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know how many guys they got working that show, but they do have a camera on every boat. I'm assuming he's not solo. There might be one other person with it.
Right, right.
But I figure it's got to be 10 to 12 people just filming them when they're out.
Per boat?
No, I mean, just total.
Right, so like that's, I mean, that's why they have, because there's plenty of other people that fish up in that fishery, as they call it, that we just don't see on TV and everything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just like, man, I don't know. Like, I can't get past it. Like, I think it's going to change. Like, I don't think it's going to change. I know exactly what it's going to be, but I'll be pumped next summer when it's back.
And
like,
yeah.
Here we go again.
I cannot believe all those boats come right back into Ballard. Name your favorite place to get Alaskan king crab or snow crab in Seattle. I'll give you a minute.
I'm with you, because there is those places up there. Yesterday we were talking a little bit, we were talking about the MLS. I did watch the playoff game last night. Good for the Sounders.
Sure.
But again, kind of weird. Game just ended and then they went to penalty kicks. No extra time or whatever. Luckily they won. They hit all their kicks and everything. And it's kind of one of those things too, where like, I feel like penalty kicks have just changed.
What do you mean?
Like back in my day, man, like, yeah, I got up there and blasted it. Now it's like a lot of cute stuff. They're dancing around.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, they're chipping it and this and that. And luckily, the one guy that tried to blast it from Houston just missed.
Did he miss entirely?
Yeah.
That's a bad look, dude.
It is. It's one of those things, right? Like, in baseball, there's a few cardinal rules. But, like, when I'm, like, as far as I know baseball, like, you don't look at the third strike.
Right.
Right? At least take a cut at it. So, PKs in soccer is kind of the same thing. Like, the goalie statistically is not going to stop it, but if he does, good for him.
Sure.
If it hits a crossbar, still not that great. But if you just don't get it on frame at all, like the look of that guy's face, he just looked at his teammates like, yep, I royally screwed that one up.
Yes, they're a ball in basketball. You didn't need to touch the backboard. Like, come on.
My thing is a free throw, because that's all they drive
right,
in our head when we were coaches. Like, it's free. It's called free, Montgomery. A free throw.
I know, coach.
Sorry.
My bad.
Yeah, it's the charity strike.
It's free.
Yeah.
They call it, there's nothing else in sports called free. A free kick. That's not free.
Well, look at Tabatha. Not granted, doing a lap around a basketball gym is not nearly the same as, you know, running around a baseball diamond or a football field. But that was one of the things. At the end of practice, you had to hit 10 free throws. And if you missed one, you had to do a lap and start back over.
All
right. Right? And it's after, and this is after your practice, after all the conditioning. Because basically, people hit free throws. You know what most people, if they're good, when they miss them, it's when there's 4 seconds left, you're sucking wind, you're tired as hell,
yeah,
and you got to hit that free throw.
Or that new wall in Inuit Arena.
Jeez,
my God, that's a weird one.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of like it. So colleges have been doing this for years now.
built in different arenas. Like Maryland specifically, their student section is like that, and then they have these giant flags they bring down, almost like a TIFO. But they make sure the other team in the second half has to shoot at that end.
Yeah.
Which is mm-hmm. also just kind of crazy, too. And for the average person, I don't know when you're going to do it, because it's very rare to see them like at a pickup court or whatever, but like just shooting on those courts is odd, too. Number one, the backboard's clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's just so much space around you.
Typically on a regular court, man, that board is about 2 to 3 feet away from the wall. So you have a back view.
Yeah. More
so when you shoot basketball in an arena, I've done it. It really messes with your depth perception completely.
Yeah, it's wild. We were talking a little bit there about Cucumber Boy and the jokes. Does anybody in this room have a favorite celebrity chef?
I do not.
Hmm.
I mean, I appreciated Bourdain when he was around, but it wasn't so much about what he cooked as opposed to what he ate.
Yeah, same with me.
Guy Fieri's
got restaurants, but sure. I just kind of like watching the show and watching him go to different places.
I've watched enough Beat Bobby Flay that I like him. I've been forced to watch that show enough. He just really enjoys cooking in the competition of cooking, and I admire him.
Yeah, and I don't know what the line is between celebrity chef and like celebrity food guy. It's like I like Adam Richman, the original Man versus Food Guy.
Yeah.
He's got other shows and stuff. The only real drawback to him is a Tottenham fan. But like he's worked in kitchens, but I don't know if he counts as a celebrity chef. But like if that dude came over to your house, I bet he would make you an amazing meal.
Oh, yeah.
Or like my guy cooking with Daryl that I watch online. He's not a chef. He's just a dude that cooks at his, you know, in his backyard and stuff. But they took a poll. Gordon Ramsay was America's favorite chef at 40%. I will say, if I watch a show, he's got one where he travels around to different parts of the world.
Yeah.
And then he has a challenge with a local who could impress more locals with what they cook.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I really just like when he was in Maine. Because they're like, you're not a real Mainer. Rachel Ray, a lot of people like her. Bobby Flay. And then rounding out top five was Martha Stewart and Emeril Lagasse.
Bam!
They also said Americans are willing to spend $340 to eat a three-course meal prepared by their favorite chef.
Sure. I mean, if it's your favorite chef and you've always wanted it, like, if you get the opportunity, yeah.
I'm 100% in.
Yeah, I mean, come on. This is someone you've been watching.
Right, if somebody said $340 and Gordon Ramsay's going to come to your house and cook in your kitchen, first of all, he'd probably be pissed. You need better pans. I'm like, Gordon, just cook the meal, dude.
But I brought you veal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But yeah, that seems like money you'd spend. All right, let's see. You could watch the World Series. Look, game one was unreal. Game two was great. Last night, I don't know. I'm not sure the Yankees really care anymore. They got to win a game. But you got that going for you tonight. You got some random college football. The Kraken are playing, but they're in Montreal. So they might already, I don't even know where that game is at, but they, second period. All right, so you can still check out a little bit of it.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. Every go to Minnesota where old felonies die hard. A video was uploaded to YouTube and is gaining some traction as it's titled, quote, "Rustling is still a thing." And tells the story of a woman that stole a sheep.
Unbelievable.
Officers were called to the scene after someone spotted the woman walking a dog and a sheep. When questioned about the farm animal, she told officers that she had bought the sheep, but the man with her admitted to officers that she had climbed over a fence of a nearby farm, leashed the animal, and pulled it through the fence.
Jesus.
The sheep was seized and returned home in good condition, and the woman was arrested for felony rustling.
You wanted a sheep so bad that you got a felony.
Right.
It's a sheep.
And I feel like rustling is just for livestock. Don't quote me on this, but
I don't hear it any other.
They don't
time.
Say you dog wrestle or wrestling. You just stole a dog.
Right. Right. You stole a dog. You stole whatever good. You rustled a sheep.
Maybe it's for animals you can make money on. Like you're saying livestock, right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like saying. Domesticated animals, not as much.
Right. They rustle cows. They rustle sheep. They rustle horses.
Horses. Yeah, exactly. That used to be a big deal, man.
Right back in the day.
But that's how Billy the Kid kind of gets going.
Yeah. The only other thing that I know that you can rustle is some grub.
Yep, you can rustle up some grub. Probably because it's sheep or cow or pig.
Gotcha for that.
Rustle.
Rustle. In other news, a doctor in the UK has found himself, quote-unquote, struck off for some pretty unacceptable behavior.
Fired.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's such an English term.
I know, right? A court investigation found that he had worked in several local hospitals over the years and was known as one of the worst employees on the roster. Such behavior that earned him that right were things like not adhering to COVID-19 safety protocols in the hospital. He was observed urinating in a sink in one of the examination rooms.
Jesus, dude.
He was also noted as recommending a CT scan for a patient to see if she, quote, had a brain. Though he doesn't recall making such a statement and is believed that the patient didn't hear the comment. He's since been taken off the list of available assistants in the area. We need to do a CT scan to see if you've got a brain, woman.
I mean, do they do any kind of background check, man? Because, like, his history at all these different hospitals is horrible.
Right. Like, he's got all the credentials and he's fine.
Right.
He just sucks as an employee.
Exactly.
He's awful.
You're a qualified douche.
He's like if one of us just decided to become an assistant in a doctor's office.
Yeah, basically.
Man, I need to take a leak. Hang on, there's a sink right here. Let's grab some water. We're all good to go. Way down in Alabama, a local bear shows that wildlife can be friendly and helpful. Surveillance footage from a local home shows the bear sauntering onto the property, locating the owner's garbage can. Apparently feeling it was ready to be taken down, the bear proceeds to get up on its hind legs and starts pulling the trash can down the driveway. It's like he's backing it down. Like,
yeah, thank you.
It's a chore to bring it down.
Bring it back in.
Yeah. This, of course, was too good of a video not to share with the media, and the video is going viral. It's a great video. It's fun. You guys want to check it out if you haven't seen that one already. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Over to North Carolina, where a major benefit was held. In light of the devastation from the 1-2 punch of hurricanes experienced recently, country artist Luke Combs organized a benefit concert to raise money for relief funds, headlining the show himself along with Eric Church and guest appearances by the likes of Sheryl Crow, James Taylor, and Keith Urban. The group donated their skills and performed in front of 80,000 people that packed into Bank of America Arena in Charlotte, which was donated by the owner of the Panthers, who already donated millions towards relief efforts. In total, the concert for Carolina raised $24 million to help folks affected by the devastation.
Okay, man, they still need a lot more than that.
They absolutely do. You know, the wife and I actually went out to the Gorge to see Luke Combs out there, and he was already talking about the concert that he was going to be doing out there. He, like he said, he was not getting paid for that concert. Everybody else that jumped in was not getting paid for that concert. The owner of the Panthers to just open the doors.
Yeah,
you know, it's not cheap to open up those doors and to bring a staff in there. So to just
all the concessions and everything else goes.
So to just eat that.
Just like Joel Osteen.
That's right.
Yeah.
$24 million towards relief, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Good on.
And he's a great singer. Like, that's just a great show.
I was going to say, that lineup is stacked.
Hell yeah. Got my boy Bailey Zimmerman in there, too. That's a good show. Men's Room Sports. You got a handful of college football over on CBS Sports, ESPN2, and ESPNU. You got more MLS soccer playoffs on FS1. Hockey over on ESPN. Game 4 of the World Series over on Fox with the Dodgers ahead of the Yankees 3-0 in the series. Looking for the championship sweep. The stat that I saw this morning was that in the entire history of baseball, there have been 40 instances where a team went 3-0 in a playoff game. And in all those 40 games, one of them throughout history actually came back to win the series.
Really?
Yes.
That sounds about right.
And Ted might actually be right. That was what, the 04 Red Sox?
I'm trying to remember. Yeah.
Did they come down 3-0?
I think you're right.
Or was it 3-1 to the Yankees?
It was still a deficit.
Yeah, it was.
And
it was a massive comeback.
It's looking like it might be a sweep here. Just gonna throw that out there. Anyway,
yeah. Well, you never know, man. These games have been tight late,
so. Right? And it's still the second. Like, there's a lot of game left to play. A lot of game left to play.
Oh, what's the 0-4 Red Sox?
Well done, Ted.
But other than that, nobody's ever done. And in the World Series, it's never
years.
Been done.
20 years ago.
Right. Yeah. Those are playoff stats. That is not World Series stats. Meanwhile, your Seattle Kraken currently underway on the road in Montreal against the Canadiens over on Kong and Amazon Prime. This is a game to watch, Kraken fans. If you're not watching this one, you need to turn this on like right now. They're currently in the midst of second intermission, about to go into the third period. That's all I'm going to say about that. As far as your weather, we've got the cloud cover tonight and a low of about 45. And get ready for it, because tomorrow the rain is back. Be ready for rain all day and a high of right around 51. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please, do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.